This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Captain Kickass.
You've got Ian.
And nobody.
And we were talking about potentially impeaching the governor of New Hampshire.
Yeah, there's been talk.
Well, nobody could do a better job than he could.
That's true.
A fact.
In fact,
I wish he would.
Few of the state representatives are filing what is called a resolution that would then authorize a committee that they have to investigate whether cause exists for his impeachment. So as you would expect with bureaucracy, there's a lot of layers to go through.
We must write a form telling you how disappointed we are with the forms that you've been writing yourself.
No, it's more like we must write a form to determine whether or not this other group of people can write another form that would then possibly bring you up on some sort of impeachment. So,
right,
like, they have to...
For the forms that they've been filling out.
Yeah, or so it's just constant.
They're asking
bureaucracy.
Permission to ask permission to begin proceeding.
That's right. So, they're thinking about beginning to start doing a thing.
Indeed.
Basically. Starting to think about beginning to do a thing?
Correct.
Okay.
But they say...
Now, it's taken these people 40 weeks to get through, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. So how long? And they're still not done with it. So
yeah, the government is
slow.
Could
go on a long time.
This is Representative Scott Wallace. So there's at least three different Republican representatives here that are quoted in this story. He says, since March, House members have urged Sununu to work with us to find a path that didn't unnecessarily cripple businesses and families. He failed to listen then, and he still isn't listening now, said Wallace.
They talk as if crippling businesses and families is a bad thing.
He said further, the people elected us to be their voices in government. Now, the House does have 213 Republicans in it as of this most recent election, so it had been a Democrat-run House earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And then in January, I believe, or is it December or January? It may be actually January. December. I think they might actually be taking office next month. I'm not sure exactly when, but
okay.
So the newly elected reps are technically not in yet,
right.
I think, but they're going to be in shortly. And so as it points out here, though,
don't call me shortly.
The question is,
and don't ask me if I'm in yet.
Will the Democrats back the impeachment legislation if indeed it comes forward from this committee? Will they get any support from Democrats? Because the numbers suggest that Democrats actually, but were behind Sununu on his COVID restrictions, and of course a lot of the Republicans still back Sununu, so you won't have all 214 Republicans backing this.
Yeah.
So you don't have enough of the House, likely by default, to back this thing. So it may just end up being, you know, falling flat on its face and just being sort of a symbolic gesture. But again, that just depends on whether or not we get through the first step.
Well, there is, of course, a tried and true way of getting rid of, you know, people that, you know, are otherwise causing tyranny.
Off with their heads!
The guillotine?
I mean, there are plenty of examples in history of people who have risen up against tyrants of their time, so I will let your imagination do the work for you.
Yeah, I don't think violence solves problems here, but I think we had mass disobedience.
Well, I'll tell you
what,
it is very rare for a governor who's had his head removed to commit any further crimes.
And it would give the second governor something to think about, that's for sure.
They think hard.
Although, on the subject of guillotines, or guillotines, uh-huh, depending on your pronunciation, my favorite guillotine is the flying head guillotine of the Kung Fu theater variety. This was an old martial arts film.
Mm-hmm.
It was subtitled
Kung Fu Fighting.
Absolutely. It was filmed, you know, either in China or Japan. I'm not sure where. Probably China. But it was this contraption that looked a lot like a frisbee, but it was a metal disc.
Mm-hmm.
But then it sort of Have you ever seen those collapsible cups?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It was kind of like that, except in reverse. So you would chuck it, and it was tied to a string, mm-hmm. and it would land.
It
had to land specifically, like, right perfectly on somebody's head. And then when it did, it would expand and come down around their head, and then you would pull the chain, and it would, of course, separate their head from their body. Yeah, wow. And they had cool sound effects, so
yeah,
it was cool. I used to watch a lot of that old black and white, you know, kung fu theater type stuff back in the day.
So their moves were fast as lightning.
A little bit of history for you from InsideSources.com. Throughout New Hampshire's history, only two impeachments have come from the House of Representatives, and both of them were levied against Supreme Court justices. So it has never happened that a New Hampshire governor has ever been impeached or ever attempted to have been impeached.
No time like the present.
There's no time like the present. I think that should become a part of the new normal.
In 1790, the House impeached Justice Woodbury Langdon for neglecting his duties. He then resigned before the Senate trial can happen. 200 years later, or 210 years later, the House impeached Chief Justice David Brock in the year 2000 on four counts of maladministration, malpractice, and lying under oath. The Senate then acquitted him at trial with only seven votes for conviction. So that didn't go anywhere. New Hampshire's Constitution specifies, much like the U.S. Constitution, that all impeachments begin in the House and then are tried in the Senate. Unlike the U.S. Constitution, however, New Hampshire does not require a two-thirds majority in the Senate to convict. So if they do impeach him, and that's a big if, then it'll only have to be a half, 51%, presumably. However, it does say that in the 2000 impeachment trial, the Senate passed a special rule requiring a two-thirds majority for conviction. So
wait, so there was rules, and then
they changed them.
They changed them, as they are wont
to protect their buddy.
That's the thing
about... You've got to protect the scumbags you know, because the scumbags you don't know might not have your back.
They make the rules and then force you to obey them, and then when they don't obey their own rules, then they just make new rules exempting them from the rules.
Maybe we should throw them in prison.
Making the rules useless, in my opinion.
So that's your story. Perhaps he will be impeached, but right now it's the earliest of early stages on this.
Right.
Meanwhile, we continue with the protests. More protests out in front of the governor's house expected to happen on at least weekly basis from now on.
Okay.
Things that he will not like.
We will be sure.
Are we
to,
bringing big no. speakers next time? Or
that's
are we
an
bringing
interesting
music?
Question.
I was talking to somebody that perhaps they might be able to supply a generator.
Mm.
A long-running generator for multiple hours. I do own some large PA speakers.
Now, in some municipalities, I imagine, there are restrictions on amplified sound.
Noise ordinances.
However, no one was threatened for using megaphones at this particular event.
That's
so
true.
That doesn't mean that there aren't ordinances against it. It just means nothing was done about it in this.
And it also, there's a difference between music for the sake of music and music that is part of a protest, in that a protest does tend to have a more privileged constitutional status.
Well, and these particular speakers are set up so that you can just plug a microphone cable right into the back of one of them, and it will amplify. So we'll be much, much louder than a megaphone.
How many watts?
They way more than a megaphone. That's for sure.
Okay, because I've been looking at some 1,200 watt speakers.
I'll tell you in a little while. I think they're 300 watts each.
Okay,
so they're pretty powerful. So they're high-end audio equipment that I got for FUD, the band, so we can do our performance.
Well, maybe old Sununu will find out what it's like to be locked down, because it seems like he locked his family down pretty good on Sunday. So presuming they're actually there, they're going to stay in their home all the whole time we're there.
Yeah, we certainly didn't see hide nor hair of anybody that resembled
the
governor.
We did find some spoor, though.
Some what?
What?
Spoor.
What's spoor?
A spoor is the dung of your quarry while you're hunting.
Did we? We found spoor there?
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I didn't step in anything.
Hunters would have gotten that.
I think I stepped in something, but it wasn't... Well, I guess since I didn't know what spoor was, it's hard for me to say that it was spoor, but it was certainly... not dog crap, so I did not step in that. You know, 855-450-3733 is our telephone number if you would like to join us here on Free Talk Live tonight. You can talk about anything you'd like. We'll be talking about some more stuff, including more suicides than deaths from COVID.
No.
Coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, yeah, ha ha, nothing's left.
Yes, it is.
He thinks, come on, stop making fun of me.
He's like, ha ha. Ha ha. Right? The guy from the
I'm helping.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody.
There's an epidemic. I'm in danger.
I thought it was just a demic.
Could be.
An epidemic and a pandemic. Interesting. Is there an epipandemic?
Oh, wow. That would be useful because those things are really expensive. Because they have to protect Big Pharma's monopoly.
855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to join in on the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge.
If ForkFest is minarchism, ForkFest is anarchy.
That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party. You can come and party with us, literally.
Sweet.
Indeed. Good time is had by all.
Maybe we'll go to Sununu's house during ForkFest if he's still giving us a hard time.
Oh, that would be fun.
Hopefully he'll be gone by then, but that's not very realistic.
This from CBSNews.com. Suicide claimed more Japanese lives in October than 10 months of COVID.
Oh, wow.
Boy. Tokyo. Far more Japanese people are dying of suicide, likely exacerbated by the economic and social repercussions of the pandemic. No, not of the pandemic, of the government's reaction to the pandemic.
So the government is still a worse disease than the disease. Isn't that special?
Yeah, but how many of them are committing seppuku?
I don't know.
I got to tell you, if you're going to go out that way, you've got a pair. Pair of big bloppy stones.
While Japan has managed its coronavirus epidemic far better than many nations, keeping deaths below 2,000 nationwide, provisional statistics from the National Police Agency show suicides surged to 2,153 in October alone.
Wow.
Wow.
Marking now, the fourth straight month of an increase.
Japanese society, I can't comment too much, but I did go there to visit last year, and so I talked to some folks who'd lived out there.
Yeah.
I think prior to this, a lot of folks there were already fairly insular as far as not spending a whole lot of time out and about. I mean, there are obviously those people that do that, but this has definitely made things a lot worse.
Mm. Yeah, and to date, more than 17,000 people have taken their own lives this year in Japan.
Wow.
October, self-inflicted deaths were up 600 year-on-year, with female suicides about a third of the total, surging over 80%. So 80% more females committed suicide
usually
in October.
92% of suicides are usually men.
Women who have primary responsibility for childcare have borne the brunt of pandemic-induced job losses and insecurity. They're also at greater risk of domestic violence, which help centers say has worsened this year as it has around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it funny how that happens? When you lock people up, they get angry?
Yeah, or they have mental crises,
Or they can't escape when they are assaulted.
And when you lock them up in their own homes and you don't let them gather with other people and, seek any sort of outlet for whatever it is they're suffering from, this is what you get.
Yep.
Child suicides, while a much smaller portion of the total, are also higher.
Well, it's okay, according to the people who wanted this lockdown. In the
first place. Saves one life.
Right. As long as it saves one life from somebody who would have randomly gotten a disease, then it's totally okay for
randomly
thousands.
Randomly gotten a disease that has a more than 99% yeah. recovery rate, I might add.
Right. Then it's totally okay for thousands of people to off themselves because they chose to kill themselves. Yeah. That's literally what people who are backing the lockdowns are saying about these folks. The suicides mean nothing to them.
The people we like to think of is the Branch Davidian cult. At least I do. Maybe nobody likes that.
They're all holed up in the COVID cabana.
In the COVID cabana, the hottest place north of Havana.
All right, we'll talk more about the suicide rates being more than the deaths from COVID over in Japan. But first, let's go to David calling from Jackson, Michigan. He's on WKHM. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me. You guys are cracking me up because that Copacabana tune might be in my head for a minute.
Earworm.
Oh, you should hear me do foil.
Well,
if you want to hear a funny song, David, you can in your web browser type in lordkickass.com and click on the first song there. I did a parody of the Beatles song. It's called Paperback Writer, but I changed it into Wear the Face Diaper.
Oh my. Wear the face diaper.
Wear the face diaper.
That's right.
So, wear the face diaper.
What's you on your mind
well,
tonight, David?
You know, certainly tell us that website again, you know. But I wanted to check in from being a denizen under the heavy-handed, you know, Lord... Highly esteemed Lord Governor.
Is that the...
I heard they were actually going to arrest her and put her on trial for treason.
Sure.
What happened to that?
One of the guys, Jackson County is 80 miles from Detroit to the west, but one of the guys was caught right here in this county and was in the Jackson County jail. We're not a big town, not a big county at all. And, he was held initially on like $500,000. They reduced it. Somehow we came up with 10%. I don't know. I think they were loosely affiliated. But, however, she has passed off her, you know, the Michigan Supreme Court took her right to, I guess, be heavy-handed, avoid the legislature, and say this is how she wants it done. Well, now she's passed that over to the Department of Health and Human mm-hmm. Services.
Yeah, she said, if I can't do it, my other bureaucrats can. Yeah.
Damn right.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. We appreciate it.
She needs to be tried.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Early Bitcoin wallets cashing in. Is Satoshi back? Investment expert Dr. Doom calls Bitcoin a store of value. Bitcoin Cash forks. Everything's fine. Bitcoin price surges above $18,000. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Free Bitcoin Cash when you download their wallet at bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A key government agency will allow a transition to begin. The General Services Administration formally recognized Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential election Monday, allowing a transition to start. President-elect Biden will now be able to work with federal agencies to plan staffing. President Trump announced the move Monday in a tweet, adding that he was not conceding the race, as his campaign still has a number of challenges in several states working their way through the courts. Wall Street reacted positively Monday to news that AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine has shown promising results in its late-stage trials. All three major indices closed up on the day, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average leading the way. It closed up 327 points to gain 1.1% on the day. The S&P 500 finished up 20 points, while the NASDAQ rose 25. This is USA Radio News. A third promising coronavirus vaccine was announced Monday. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Another one of President Trump's Operation Warp Speed participants, AstraZeneca, has announced their COVID-19 vaccine is 90% effective in late-stage trials. That now makes three vaccines that could be delivered as early as 2 weeks.
I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December, hopefully, the first people will be immunized across the United States. With the level of efficacy we have, 95%. 70% or so of the population being immunized would allow for true herd immunity to take place.
Operation Warp Speed's Dr. Moncef Slaoui on CNN says herd immunity could be accomplished in the U.S. by May of 2021 if 70% of Americans get the vaccine. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Show that never ends, 7 days a week, 365 days a year between, what are the hours?
7 to 10, Eastern. At night.
Right. I get confused still with that because when I was on the West Coast, I used to listen from 5 until 8. Right?
Except it would have been 4 to 7 Pacific.
I'm sorry, 4 to 7 Pacific, yes. I wouldn't get home from work until, you know, 5 or something.
Yes.
So I'd catch, like, the last 2 hours or so. So I get confused because I'm a time traveler. I exist in multiple time zones.
Yeah, it's a little confusing.
I'm getting used to it, though, here on the East, if you will. 855-450-3733 is our phone number if you'd like to join the conversation. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And I just wanted to say to our previous caller from Michigan, I've seen a bunch of memes that are the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Ah,
and
cute.
It's the Grinch and, of course, a poorly photoshopped face of Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically Christmas is done. They're canceling Thanksgiving, and you know they're going to cancel Christmas, too, as much as they possibly can, and just ruin everybody's holidays, because COVID.
Yeah, and I mean, to some extent, they're already ruined. We've seen different states putting in different versions of lockdowns, and we'll call it guidance, or as they're calling it, for Thanksgiving. Things like, oh, you can't have more than 10 people, and more than, you know, only two households can be represented, and all that kind of stuff. And I have to say, F that. If you're a holiday person, you're looking to celebrate Thanksgiving, you know, have Thanksgiving however the heck you want it, and throw the bird in the general direction of these tyrants.
Even if I needed guidance, these idiots are the last people I'd asked for it.
And I just want to be clear, I don't mean throw your Thanksgiving turkey at the police.
Although it's not a bad plan.
That could be fun.
If you're distracting them long enough to pull a firearm, the thing is, you know, if you throw a turkey at them, they're probably going to whack you because they fear for their lives very easily.
But when I say throw the bird at them for not allowing you to have Thanksgiving the way you want, I mean hurl the middle finger, not chuck your turkey. Although, I don't know, maybe set up a big slingshot in your front yard with a frozen turkey just in case they come round. You gotta defend yourself, right?
It'll be interesting to see how Black Friday turns out this year. Normally we report on Black Friday on some level of detail here on Free Talk Live.
Well, they finally solved the
fight problem.
The fight problem with everybody crowding and, you know, racing in to get the best deal on that TV or whatever.
Yeah, so I guess what most of these companies are doing now is they're doing a week-long Black Friday.
Yeah.
So, you know, supposedly the same deals you would get, but not on one day.
It's almost like how the government said 2 weeks, and now it's been 6, 7 months, 8 months, whatever it's been. So, yeah. We're going to get something out of the way here really quick. And this is going to be James from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
You just proved what I said.
And thanks, James. We appreciate your call. All right, so...
Apparently you proved what he said.
Yeah, I did.
That idiot got something right?
Oh, we don't know. Yeah. We'll never find out.
Hard to tell.
I'll never care.
So we were talking earlier in the last segment about this article from CBS News with the headline, Suicide has claimed more Japanese lives in October than 10 months of COVID.
I wonder if similar numbers are available here, and they're just not, maybe they're not being compiled or reported or whatever. I mean, we haven't heard a whole lot of concrete numbers that I recall about suicide in the United States.
Well, there's a new rule that's being implemented by Facebook and Twitter and the major media, which is if something doesn't fit the preferred government narrative, it's not true, and you can't say it, even if you think it is true.
Yes, the thought police are out in full force. It's true. So continuing on with this article, we need to seriously confront reality, Chief Government Spokesman Katsunobu Kato said.
Yes, you do, Government Spokesman.
Yes. Announcing bolstered efforts to counsel potential victims via suicide hotlines and social media. Can you actually counsel a suicidal person via social media? I don't know that you can.
I mean, you can counsel anybody via anything.
You
can come over and counsel their corpse after they're dead if you want to. I mean, it might not do any good.
Over social media, though, would be a bit like trying to counsel somebody suicidal in a packed concert. You know, doing it in public has a little different.
Yeah, you know,
I think you would use private messages, probably, or a small group.
They say via social media, so, all...
They also say social distancing. They don't use their words precisely.
Right, that's true.
You can't expect that of... They're idiots is the thing.
A Yokohama-based psychiatrist, Chiyoko Ueda, in an interview published this week on a local news site, said the mental health distress caused by COVID was evident in her clinic. Among the things she said her patients have told her, quote, "My self-esteem is low because I'm worried about money. The stay-at-home situation has disrupted my life. My kids and I don't get along." Unquote. Japan has...
Yeah, imagine having to be around those little brats all day. Jeez.
You know his kids?
Nope.
Oh.
I don't have kids. I'm just presuming.
Japan has grappled with high suicide rates for a long time. So they've been, you know, above average compared to other countries, and for complex reasons. But overall, the numbers had been on a downward trend this year until they reversed course in July.
The complex reasons they're talking about goes back to what I sort of alluded to in the last segment, not knowing a whole lot about it personally, but there's a very lonely aspect to the social world in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, what that has to do with, where it comes from, the family and all the sort of the rules mm-hmm. that they have to follow socially. It's very restrictive, very repressive, and you've got people who they will literally pay money to go and talk to a girl at a bar. So they actually have like these bars, and I forget what they're called. Wow. There's like a name for these girls. And there's also
sounds like a tube
prostitutes.
Like a tube song.
They're not prostitutes.
They're not geisha either.
They're just like chat girls, basically, where you can go and you sit down and then you buy drinks and you buy very expensive drinks. Apparently, now I didn't go and do this, but Roger Beer was telling me about it when he was taking me on a tour because these things were everywhere. And so there's ones with girls, like pretty girls, and then there's ones for guys. So you want to go in and sit down and talk to a pretty girl, you can do that in Japan. She's just not going to go home with you. You know, she's just there to work you, basically.
But, well, I mean, that does sound familiar. I've run into such.
I mean, it's big business there.
At least you know what's happening.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the market demands, right?
Yeah.
So the market, you know, is going to supply what the market demands. So, you know, have at it. Until they reversed course in July, possibly as the initial "we're all in this together" pandemic positivity waned, and the buffering impact of public subsidies disappeared.
How are we in it all together when it was some of us imposing it on the rest of us?
It's propaganda.
Yeah. That "we're all in this together" is a global propaganda phrase. It really is.
It's a damn lie.
Yeah.
Have you seen Brazil?
I have.
They actually made use of that.
I've never been to Brazil.
It's a movie. By Terry Gilliam.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
You should watch it. It is brilliant.
Okay.
But get the European version.
That month, Japan added an additional $10 million for suicide prevention after $24 million was budgeted last
year. Apparently that didn't help.
Yeah. Until this year, Japan had been making steady progress to reduce suicides, which surpassed 34,000 in 2003. Improved counseling and efforts to combat karoshi, or being worked to death, helped bring down suicides to around 20,000 last year, the lowest number since record keeping began in 1978. 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about the suicide rate in Japan and take your calls coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. We might have enough time to get to you. We do have some calls holding, and we'll get to those in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to take a minute to thank tonight's amplifier, D. Harvey. D. Harvey is a silver-level amplifier. That means he contributes $5 a month to help amp Free Talk Live. What does it mean to help amp Free Talk Live? Why, it means you go over to amp.freetalklive.com and you choose to donate $5 a month. You could donate more. There's different levels. You get different perks for that kind of stuff. And the money goes directly to helping us get on more radio stations. We're on something around 190 stations. We could be on more. We could be on 200, 250. It's all up to you. If you like the content, if you like the show, if you like to call in and participate, please consider heading over to amp.freetalklive and make a contribution to help us spread the message of freedom. We'd appreciate it.
Thanks.
We're going to talk more about the suicide rate surpassing the COVID death rate in Japan. But first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Peyton calling from Tennessee. Peyton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Comorbidities. If you were to get COVID, would you and Rich Paul both die?
Swine.
And there we go. That was James, neither witty nor kind, calling in and lying again, as he is wont to do.
He loves to lie.
He is a liar, liar, pants on fire. Let's continue.
Who would Jesus lie to?
Well, people, just take a moment for people who love to lie. I've got an amazing story here. It's very, very brief to give the gist of it, which is apparently Governor Cuomo of New York has called one of his sheriffs a dictator. Not because he was a tyrant, because he refused to be a tyrant and refused to enforce the mad governor's mad mandates.
Tyrants calling each other tyrants. That's some tyrant
tyrants
tyrant.
Calling tyrants tyrants for not for refusing to be tyrants is really the amusing thing there.
Tyrant on tyrant action here on Free Talk Live.
Do you have his quote? Because I've got his quote here.
Okay, let's give his quote. I don't have it.
So Cuomo, this is from TheHill.com, was responding angrily to sheriffs who said they would not be enforcing the COVID-19 restrictions that are limiting indoor gatherings, including during the upcoming holidays. He said, quote, This is an emotional time, a political time. Everybody has their own strongly held opinion, right? You have a strongly held opinion that says COVID is all an overreaction. It's a hoax. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not following these rules. You have sheriffs upstate who've said, I'm not going to enforce the law, he said. I believe that law enforcement officer violates his or her constitutional duty. I don't consider them a law enforcement officer because you don't have the right to pick laws that you think you'll enforce. And you don't enforce laws that you don't agree with, right? That's not a law enforcement officer. That's a dictator. God bless you, but don't ask me for help.
This moron does dictator. Not really understand the Constitution. The idea is that if you believe that a law violates the Constitution,
you
then no matter
it.
Who passed it, no matter who told you to do it, you don't have a right to enforce it.
And aren't sheriffs like explicitly given the power to do this kind of thing? Right, aren't they?
They have discretion.
Historically,
they have discretion, which generally applies on almost everything. There's, as I understand it, there are very few laws or statutes that they can avoid using discretion. So there's certain felonies where they shall arrest somebody. So if they witness, say, you know, somebody shooting somebody in the streets, they're supposed to take action. They can't use discretion on something like that.
So they're not supposed to cower when kids are being shot in a school like Broward's cowards did?
Finally, he said, laws apply in your home. Domestic violence applies in your home. Drug laws apply in your home. Yes, it does. What he's referring to is he believes that, you know, they can reach into every little aspect of your life.
Well, they already have, so, I mean, his belief isn't unfounded.
Well, I believe that his belief that they can continue to do this indefinitely is ill-conceived.
I agree. Let's move on to more of your calls and thoughts. We've got Alex calling from Detroit, Michigan. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just wanted to let you guys know I started using Google Podcasts recently to listen to your show, and it looks like you're giving away the AMP only podcast for free.
Oh,
because I'm not an amper, but it's on there.
Thanks for the heads up.
Well, congratulations, Alex.
Thank you.
Might have been better to tell us that via email, so we didn't announce it to the entire world. But, you know, there it is.
My bad.
That's all right. Did you have anything else you want to talk about tonight?
Yeah, this year was my first Fork Fest, and I had a first. I made a transaction with nobody, traded some gold backs for three different cryptocurrencies, translated the transaction in U.S. dollars, so it was technically a four-currency transaction.
Wow.
I remember you.
That's awesome.
I remember a strong sense of confusion. I hope we both made a profit there.
I think it took 2 hours to complete.
Wow.
Yeah, there was wandering about, and there were other people. It was a strange transaction.
Well, you know, when you start doing four different currencies, you know, in one transaction, things can get a little complex.
Especially since I also had four different mind-altering substances in my brain as I was trying to carry this mad mission out.
Did, as they say, everything come out in the end, Alex?
Yeah, it did.
Awesome.
All right.
It was a wonderful experience.
Another satisfied customer.
What did you think of ForkFest overall?
Oh, it was fantastic. We had a blast.
Gonna come back this year?
Yeah. Definitely coming back.
Awesome.
Groovy. We gotta work out like an 8-currency swap this year.
Yeah, maybe we can bring in some some coins or something.
Yep. We'll bring in silver and gold this year.
Silver and gold. All right.
But not that song.
Well, hey, thanks for the update, Alex, and thanks for the call. We'll see you at ForkFest this year.
Indeed. It will be real.
Let's move right along. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, tonight on the David Olson Show, we are speaking to Free Talk Live with musical guest Captain Kickass. And are they wearing overalls at ForkFest, Brian? And hey, you should hear me to scream. The second I heard Peyton, I knew who it was. And the second I heard Tennessee, that confirmed it. So,
yeah, we pretty much knew who it was. Especially because the person who screamed the call said, it says his name's Peyton, but I think it might be James.
Yeah, he knew.
He had a giggling. I just wanted to, you know, take and get rid of them because, you know, we do take calls from many, many people. I don't
just
like
not
to say.
Usually from swine.
I don't like to say I, you know, that he's banned. I won't take his call, but I really don't like the person, and I will have as much fun as I can with his call when he does call.
Right on. So I have a hearing first thing tomorrow afternoon, and the first second one that the recording starts, the hearing starts, I will be objecting to the attorney not having any counsel with me in preparation for hearings. And you said Cuomo said something about domestic violence in the home. Domestic violence in New Mexico also happens over the telephone when you call the radio station. That is domestic violence in the state of New Mexico.
What?
Yeah, well, if you look up my charges, you can see that I think 3 out of 4 are listed as, or at least 2 out of 4 are listed as domestic violence. My phone calls to KUNM, the radio station for which I'm being charged.
You made violent phone calls? Don't tell James how to do that.
Yeah, really. It's...
he's already done 100 times what I've done to them, so James is definitely committing domestic violence, if only he would call New Mexico.
Yeah, well, there are other folks who have threatened radio talk show hosts and been prosecuted and, you know, have otherwise tangled with the law, but not when it comes to Free Talk Live, not James.
No. So, anyhow, but yeah, so they call that domestic violence, and it wasn't even phone sex with KUNM, with anybody there.
Well, it kind of was, because you're kind of getting effed, right? I mean, that's the gist of your story, isn't it?
You are correct. I thought you were going to say you're kind of getting off on this, aren't you, Dave?
Well, are you?
Some people do get off. I'm getting effed.
No comment. I don't want this to be phone sex.
So as soon as the proceedings start, you're going to be like, I object. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Second one, because they have taught me through their abusive manner of shutting you up in a courtroom, they have taught me that if I want to get it in, I need to jam it in. Second one.
This does sound very sexual.
Don't tell me I'm out of order. You're out of order. The whole system is out of order.
We're bordering on plenty of innuendo here tonight on Free Talk Live.
Which is Italian for suppository.
David, we appreciate the call. We're out of time, everybody. Visit freetalklive.com. Have a good night. Peace.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have 2 cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.